Hi, friends, and welcome to Self Made Soul, a podcast where we discuss how to discover what sets your soul on fire and modern ways to integrate spirituality into your daily life. My name is Juliana, and today we're going to be chatting about all things meditation. Meditation is defined as engaging in mental exercise for the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness. People meditate for a number of different reasons, and your motivation for meditating might look different from someone else's. Some common reasons people choose to make meditation a habit is to relax and reduce stress or anxiety, to quiet their mind, or to connect to the universe and their higher selves. I've had some great experiences with meditation. This could totally be a pro or con depending on how you look at it, but in my experience, I've never had the same meditation session. So it's not like the same thing happens to me mentally or emotionally or physically every time I do it. It kind of changes. I don't know what I'm going to get when I'm sitting down on that cushion, just that I'm going to let myself be open and receive. One common sensation or visualization I've gotten many different times, though, is bright lights behind my eyelids. I'll see white or violet, sometimes yellow. I think I've seen red sometimes. Honestly, probably a bunch of different colors. I actually went to a Reiki meditation session last weekend, and I asked the Reiki practitioners about what it meant, and I was told to pay attention to what I'm feeling or thinking about when I see those lights, and that's definitely something I'm going to keep in mind for next time. Another sensation I get often is this floating feeling, not necessarily an out-of-body experience where I can see myself meditating. I know some people have had that happen to them, but so far I haven't. It's more so like I can just feel my body is floating in air. Usually when I get to this feeling is when I know that I am transcending my physical body and getting really deep into the meditation. This kind of goes along with this feeling that I get sometimes, like I'm in this white empty space. My meditation cushion is in my living room, and when I get this feeling, it's like I'm no longer surrounded by any of my furniture or even just like in the same apartment complex. I hope you all understand this reference, but think of that white big room in the future episode of SpongeBob, you know, where they like go to the future and Squidward gets stuck in that white space. That's like kind of how I feel. This next experience has happened to me only once, but it was really memorable. So one time I had this overwhelming feeling that I was surrounded by my dead relatives. If anyone is listening to this and they're a medium, hit me up because I would love to know like what this all means. But these were like relatives that I knew very well. So I was sitting crisscross on my cushion and I felt four people standing behind me, and like each of them had a gentle hand on me. I didn't like feel like their hand on me, but it was almost like I knew it was. I don't know how, and I can't really explain how exactly I knew this, but I just knew that it was my nonno, my Zia Lucia, my granddaddy, and my uncle Derek. Like I was very, very certain that it was them. The feeling was so strong that it made me start to tear up, but like in a good way. So it was a really good feeling, and that's only happened to me before during one of my meditation sessions. All of that being said, I am in no way a meditation expert or guru. I think what I always want you all to take away as listeners from this podcast in general is that I am nowhere near completely transcended on my spiritual journey, and really, I'm just your average girl in her mid-20s, so I understand the struggle. Like, when you listen to this and you listen to me talk about meditation, just know that I consider myself very early on and being deep into my meditation practice. It's not easy. It takes worse. This really is something that I consider to be the biggest opportunity of growth for me in my practice. I still struggle with getting myself to sit down every day and meditate. When I do, I am absolutely so glad I did, but it's about getting myself to actually do it. Kind of like how some people are with working out. And I used to be this way as well, where you're glad when it's over, you're glad that you did it, but it's the hardest part really is getting yourself to put on your tennis shoes and drive to the gym. Not only can it be difficult to get yourself to sit down to meditate, but when you do get there, sometimes you just cannot get your mind to shut the heck up. It's like racing with all these different thoughts. I kid you not, I've caught myself thinking about what I was going to eat for dinner in the middle of meditation, and I literally stopped and was like, why am I thinking about that right now? This is why it's a practice. I actually learned at that same Reiki meditation class that I just mentioned that a lot of the time the reason you can't quiet your mind down when you sit down to meditate is because you're going from this hyper and active state, whether that's physically, but definitely mentally, and then you're trying to tell your body and mind immediately to calm down. It's not really possible for the mind. You need to let your mind have time to transition to that calmer state, and then it will make the meditation easier. Another thing that I feel is a common misconception about meditation is that in order to be successfully meditating, you have to be sitting down completely still and thinking of nothing. But there are actually quite a few different types of meditations, so I will go over a few. The first type of meditation is stillness and silence, really focusing on that, especially in the mind. That's considered spiritual meditation. This can be done in a place of worship or at your own home, but primarily it's used to connect to that higher power. Guided meditation is one that's really, really great for beginners, and I still use it quite a bit myself. It's great because you're able to focus more on the meditation because someone's voice is telling you exactly what to do or what to imagine. So if you are new to this meditation journey, I would really start out with practicing using guided meditations. But even if you're not, like, these are regular classes that you can go to. Like, your local yoga studio probably offers like a guided meditation class a couple times a week. And just in the community, it's something that's still available. There's also apps like Calm and Headspace. They're really good for guided meditation, but my personal favorite is Insight Timer. This isn't sponsored. I wish it was, but yeah, Insight Timer. It's free to use. You can listen to as many meditations as you want, and they have different narrators and different meditations for certain occasions, like stress relief, before bed listening, things like that. I used this a lot after my breakup. I wasn't used to sleeping by myself, so it took me longer than usual to fall asleep. So that was like an adjustment for me. And when I used Insight Timer sleep meditation, I always, without fail, fell asleep before the audio ended. Mindfulness meditation is where instead of thinking of nothing and trying to clear the mind, you're drawing attention to the body and the mind. So this might be where you do a full body scan, taking your time to notice how each body part feels, or even focusing on the emotions that are currently present in your body. Moving meditation is another one that gets overlooked a lot when people are starting a meditation practice. I really think that when you say the word meditating, especially to people who are new to their spiritual journey or just like not into it at all, that they picture, you know, someone like a monk sitting cross-legged with their eyes closed. And of course, we know that that is a part of traditional meditation, but more often than not, people don't think about movement in terms of meditation. I have so many girlies in my life, my own sister included, who just insist that they cannot get themselves to sit still for a long enough time to reach that higher state that you get during meditation. If this is relatable for you, it might be a good idea to start out with moving meditation. Have you ever just gone on a walk to regulate your nervous system or take your mind off stressors? That's moving meditation. Yoga, moving meditation. Running, moving meditation. See, all of these forms of physical activities, like they count. There are so many more examples, but basically, anytime that you are connecting your body's movements with your breath and feeling that mental relief, you are practicing moving meditation. Focused meditation is when you are actively focused on a task at hand. Say you're in the shower. Now, for most people, at least speaking for myself, this is where my mind goes wild. I get all sorts of ideas. I really think of the most random things, and it's almost like every time I get out of the shower, it's just like all gone, and then I'm focused on getting ready again. This is likely because the act of showering is so automatic to us. You can turn showering into a focused meditation by focusing on the feeling of the water running down your head, or maybe even the loofah, how it feels on your body. And this is something you can do with other, you know, quote unquote, mundane tasks like eating as well. I'm totally guilty of picking out a show and waiting to start it until I'm sitting on the couch with my meal ready to go. Like, I'm telling you, eating my frozen pizza with my poppy while watching 90 Day Fiancé just hits different. But you can turn eating into a practice of focused meditation by keeping your attention on the meal and just the meal. Its flavors, its textures, and by doing so, you're then taking your attention away from any other distractions, not letting things like the TV or your phone interrupt this focused meditative practice. Chanting meditation is pretty much exactly what it sounds like, continuously chanting a mantra to get yourself in that meditative state and to bring about whatever said mantra is calling in. A popular one that most people know is Om. I don't do chanting meditation often because, in my opinion, it takes a lot more patience to do by myself. You know, it's a very repetitive act. You're focused solely on the words that you're saying. I love this type of meditation in a group because you can feel the frequency of everyone's voice melting together, like, and it's very harmonious. However, when I do practice alone, I like to use my mala beads so that I chant 108 times, which is a divine number. And my mantra is Om Namah Shivaya, which is expressing adoration for Lord Shiva. Finally, the last meditation type that I'll go over with you is visualization. Why can't I say that word? Visualization meditation. This is one that I do a lot. In fact, like if I actually thought about it, besides spiritual meditation, this is probably the meditation type that I do the most. And mostly because it's kind of tied in with manifestation. So this is the act of visualizing yourself living out whatever it is you want in hopes of it manifesting to reality. Maybe you want a new job, and so you decide to do a visualization meditation to picture what your office would look like, what you would be wearing, what you would be doing at that job, those types of things. But people do this meditation type for all other kind of areas of life. They do it as well to visualize their ideal partners or even somewhere new that they might want to live. So now that you know the different types of meditation, how can you start to get into it? How can you start to include meditation into your daily practice? Well, you want to start first with setting up your meditation space. I live in a one-bedroom apartment, so I don't have the option to make my space completely separate from all my other spaces, but that's okay. I just have a little designated corner where I go to consistently. Once you choose where you want your meditation space to be, it's vital to get a cushion or a little chair, something that will tell your brain, when I sit down on this, it's time for me to calm down and it's time for me to just relax and get into that meditative state. The rest of this is totally optional, but I found it very helpful when setting up my space. I got a little $13 shelf on Amazon and created an altar. So it holds my tarot cards, my journal, sound bowls, and my mala beads. I also always like to light my incense on my altar before I sit down to meditate because I am an incense fiend and it helps me relax even more. And I do have some crystals too on my altar with essential oil. That's just kind of like there in case I need it. I don't use my crystals really often, to be honest, when meditating, but I do like to use the essential oil to rub it on my mala beads so that while I'm chanting, if I'm doing a chanting one, you know, I have not only the incense scent coming up my nose, but also the essential oil. Your altar space is going to be totally unique to you. I just wanted to give you some ideas. If you really love the energy, let's say, that you get from plants and you want to bring in more rooted earth energy to your altar, you can add flowers or some greenery. You might even want to include some imagery or affirmations on your altar. Like I said, so many options and totally customizable. Now, as with any new habit, it's kind of delulu to expect yourself to be great and consistent right away. My overachievers, my perfectionists, my type A's, this is going to be hard for you, but bear with me. So instead of setting a hefty goal to meditate every day right away, because let's be honest, you're not gonna. you might not when it starts. If you can do it, like props to you, I admire you, teach me your ways. But when you first start, maybe try 3 to 5 times a week. Then maybe you increase it to daily, but just for like at least 5 minutes. Then maybe after that, you do it for longer periods of time. 5 minutes is something you can definitely commit to daily. Now I'm saying this, but do not get me wrong. Are there times when I'm laying on the couch watching TV, I pass out on said couch, and then say that I'm too tired to meditate, and so I just get ready for bed instead. Absolutely. More times than I can count. But that's why it's so essential for you to make your practice something you want to commit to and something you ease yourself into. Meditation has so many benefits, and when you're debating over whether to sit on your cushion or scroll on TikTok for 10 more minutes, try to think of these benefits. It reduces cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone. That leads to a decreased risk of physical symptoms that are brought on by stress, like IBS, fibromyalgia, things like that. Where are my girlies and kings who get bad tummy aches from being anxious? I know that's me. Meditation can help with that. It improves your memory, sleep quality, and increases your ability to be self-aware and self-regulate your emotions. That leads to a positive self-image and more positive outlook on life, which we all could certainly use nowadays. And lastly, but certainly not least, it helps lengthen your attention span. I want to emphasize this so much because, like, I'm sorry, but our attention span is absolute crap these days. Granted, it snuck up on most of us with Vine and Instagram and YouTube and all of that, and now we're all struggling with a social media addiction, basically, but our attention span is severely lacking. It's not just the kindergartners that I used to teach, even though I'm highly concerned about those ones, but us too. I have a side story here, which I promise you totally relates, but I got my new car and my insurance was astronomical because I got kicked off of my dad's policy. So in order to lower it, I downloaded their Safe Driver app. And I really was not happy about this because I was like, well, how am I supposed to not touch my phone at all? Not even at the lights. But I'm telling you guys, I've been doing it for 3 months almost now, and it's really not as bad as I thought. I've learned to just be at a stoplight and do nothing. It was really hard at first, but I'm able to do it now. Honestly, this sounds like so sad, but truly, meditation helped me with even little things like that. And I challenge you next time you're in the car to notice if every time you're at a stoplight, you're tempted to look at your phone. Meditating is a constant growing practice and something that even the best gurus are working on daily. It takes years and years of discipline, but the benefits and the ways that it helps improve other areas of your life is so worth it. Take your time with your practice, find which meditation type best works for you, and watch yourself evolve. That's all that I have for you today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this episode, be sure to leave a review and follow and share this podcast. You never know who in your life might resonate with it. Chat with you later.